Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cheektowaga police say they are going to cite the person who threw leaflets in the neighborhood for that had racially insensitive, religiously insensitive comments, saying that the person committed littering. How does this case compare to, say, someone putting in, let's say, pizza coupons in a mailbox?
Well, again, you'd have to look at the littering statute and see what it says. A mailbox would be a repository for that stuff usually, so that wouldn't be unusual. If they threw them on a step, you know, it would be, it shouldn't matter as to what the content is. If it's littering, it simply violates the littering statute. The message on the pamphlet should be irrelevant. And in fact, the First Amendment protects people from being discriminated against based on their message by the state or by the government. So, for example, it would be unlawful and a violation of civil rights for the police to take a pamphlet because they didn't like the message and charge somebody with littering, but leave some other pamphlet there that, you know, advertised the pizza. If it was put in exactly the same place and they picked one because of the message and not the other, that would be a civil rights violation.
So the issue here is that this was the police there, they looked, went to the DA's office, the DA's office told them there was nothing criminal about the content, but just the fact that it was thrown onto the streets and neighborhoods, the lawns and the set and so forth, that's the issue at hand.
Yeah. In order to be successful and show a civil rights violation, you would have to show that another pamphlet equally placed but with a different or favorable message did not get arrested, but his, with an unfavorable message, did get arrested. You'd have to prove that discrimination. If you can't prove that, then it'd be very difficult to show any kind of civil rights violations. And I think that it's highly doubtful that anybody is going to admit that, you know, well, we pick these up because we don't like what they say, as opposed to if it technically violates the littering laws, you know, that's why we picked them up. But you'd have to look at the pattern and see if there's a pattern where the police didn't touch similarly placed pamphlets but with favorable messages. You'd have to show that to show a violation of civil rights.
So police did not have to necessarily go after someone throwing, like, for example, a pizza coupon onto the lawn. If somebody complained about it, a pizza coupon being thrown onto the lawn, the police, if they treated it the same way, there would not be an issue here for the person who sent the insensitive, the racially insensitive pamphlets.
Yeah. Well, if it's done by complaint, that's one thing. You know, the laws are supposed to be evenly enforced. If the police are going around the village and arresting people for littering because of what, you know, they throw on people's lawns, that's fine. But if they're only arresting those that have messages they don't like, that's not fine, and that's a violation of civil rights.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.